Blog Talk Radio.
Steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while. So ease the throttle out of air. Every rod's a gain, there's victory in every quarter mile. Pour old Koozie down the road, the heartache came and coppers brought him down. He gave it up and went to town.
First half hour, we're going to celebrate in music and dedicate some songs by Stan Rogers to the former Kansas Farmers Union President Ivan Wyatt, who passed away last week at the age of 83. He served as Kansas Farmers Union President from 1981 to the year 2000 and was Vice President from 1973 to 1981. He first joined the Kansas Farmers Union as far back as the early 60s, according to the recent press release announcing President Wyatt's death. He was instrumental in establishing the charter for Chase County Farmers Union and served as the president for several years. The recently retired KFU executive director, Emil Mushrush, remembers Wyatt as a man who, quote, walked hard and strongly, believed in family farms and traditional farmers. He really did walk the walk and talk the talk, unquote. Emil said Wyatt's strongest point was lobbying in Topeka and working on the issues. His number one issue was keeping corporations out of agriculture, as well as fair farm prices. He worked on strong corporate farming laws, some of which are under attack in Topeka, so that corporations shouldn't take over family farms. That's what from Emil Mushrush, the former KFU executive director, said about him. His funeral services were held last Saturday, March 2nd, in Cottonwood Falls. As I said, the next half hour to Ivan Wyatt, courtesy Stan Rogers.
Steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you've got a while. So ease the throttle out of air. Every rod's a gain, there's victory in every quarter mile. Pour old Koozie down the road, the heartache came and coppers brought him down. He gave it up and went to town. And Emmett Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. You could see it coming on, 'cause he worked as hard as you. In an hour, maybe more, you'll be wet clear through. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. And if the harvest's any good, the money just might cover all the loans. You've mortgaged all you own. Buy the kids a winter coat. Take the wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she hangs on when you're so tied to the land. Good times come and go, but at least there's rain, so this won't be barren ground when September rolls around. So watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark roads. Put another season's promise in the ground.
Try that now.
Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground.
An air and sea search is continuing for possible survivors of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a 729-foot ore carrier, which apparently broke apart and sunk last night on Lake Superior. The ship and its 29-man crew vanished in a storm with 80-mile-an-hour winds and wave heights up to 25 feet. All that has been found is an oil slick and some debris.
There's a movement from the Chippewa on down up the Big Lake, they call it Sugar Mill. The lake, it is, they never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn to mill. But the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. A big ship and crew was a bung to be chewed when the gales of November gave her lay. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. The big freighter's goal, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded with leaflets. Later that night when the ship's bell rang, it'd be the north wind they'd been sailing. The wind in the wild made her paddle sail down, and a wave broke over the railing. Every man knew as the captain did, witch of November comes stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when gales of November came slashing. But afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind.
Thank you.
Street in the Meriton Parish Cathedral. The church bell chimes till it rings 29 pence for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the temple on down of the big lake they call Good Sugar Bay. Superior, they say, never gives up for days when the gales of November gone early.
Went down last October in a pouring, driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow. And the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked to her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rent, stopped her vents, dog hatch and porthole down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. There, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling back to end. No matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from that day the strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient, for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones, and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again, this tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
Back in the Depression, farmers held the line. When the bank came for an auction, together they'd combine. They knew that when divided, they could never win. But they stood shoulder to shoulder, didn't let the bankers in. They stood shoulder to shoulder, that's how they kept their farms. If one of them was threatened, it was for all to be alarmed. They said this was their land, and they'd help each other stay. That's how they kept their farms, that's why the bankers went away. 'Cause the union makes us strong. The union makes us strong. Back in the Depression, there was not enough to eat. But the union of the unemployed was in the driver's seat. If the cops did an eviction, took the bed and put it out, the neighbors would carry it in, sing a song and shout. The union makes us strong. The union makes us strong. I can hear him talking, you've got to look at the long view. Back in the Depression, almost everybody knew competition was so great, why don't they do it with themselves? Instead of buying off the Congress and ruling by cartel, the union makes us strong. The union makes us strong. People fought and won back then. Now the battle's global and it must be won again. They will try to divide us, but even on the darkest day, when I listen closely, I hear a billion people say, the union makes us strong. The union makes us strong. The union makes us strong.
Oh, the year was 1778, how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen, God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold, we'd fire no guns, shed no tears, but I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. How well said Barrett, cried the town,
how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew,
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold, we'd fire no guns, shed no tears,
but I'm a broken
man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Antelope Sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. How the Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yank stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears.
But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her.
It's a long, hard pull to the next payday, and it's
time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's
time for us to leave her.
Oh, the winds were foul and the work was hard.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
Dock to the London Yard,
and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her.
For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
The skipper was bad, but the mate was worse.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
He'd blow you down with a spike and a curse.
And it's time for us to leave her.
Oh,
leave her, Johnny, leave her.
Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her.
For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. And it's time for us to leave her.
It was
was rotten meat and moldy bread.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
You'd eat it or you'd starve to death.
And it's time for us to leave her.
Oh, leave her,
Johnny, leave her.
For us to say goodbye.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
For now those pumps are all pumped dry,
and it's time for us to leave her.
One more time.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
Thank you very much.